And I would be like, but I've been working at this and I am not as successful as X or Y. And then it just clicked on me that when we are comparing with somebody else, we are totally ignoring their own journey to get there. Welcome back to another episode of Unexpectedly Successful, the podcast. And this is Dr. Martinez, your host for Unexpectedly Successful, and also your business coach, helping women, aspiring entrepreneurs, launch their purpose-driven business. So today I have a very important topic to cover. And we often talk about the things that we need to do to achieve our next steps and move forward into what we need to do. Today, I am going to flip the coin and I am going to talk about the five things that we need to let go. So stop doing before we are successful as business owners and entrepreneurs. And this is a very important topic because it has been revolutionary for me when I have moved from wanting to do everything, including these five things, and then when I've removed these five things. And for the record, these things have been a process for me as I have grown as an individual, as a person, as a professional, as a business owner. So when you hear these five things, know that is not an overnight result, but it is rather a process that you need to start once you become aware of that one area you need to change. So the first one is, let's define success. And in one of my previous episodes, I talked about what is really success. And for me, it's really important for us to think about success through our own priorities and our own life goals, because I cannot define success, one, as I was told when I was growing up, to say, you know, you have to reach X title, or you have to reach a salary to be successful, or you have to marry and have kids by the time you are 25. I mean, there are so many metrics that could define your success. But is it really what you want deep in your heart? And this is the very first question that I want you to think about. What is success for you? In my own journey, one of the ways that I have been able to take control over what success means to me is by defining not only the goals, but the priorities in each one of the areas in my life. So I call that my values, and my values are reflected in my rule of life, which I utilize for decision making. And I'll give you an example. My number one value is my faith. My number two value is my health. And so when I am faced with questions, I go back to my benchmark of success. Is this aligned with my faith? If it is aligned with my faith, then number two is this aligned with the goals I have for my health? Because if you notice, work or my business is not neither one of those top priorities. So if there is a decision that I need to make with respect to my business that conflicts with either my health or my faith, it's a really easy process for me to say yes or no. And so the first thing is for us to consider what success is based on our values and how we utilize that to live life every single day. Once we have defined success, the one thing that I had to eliminate was self-doubt. How many of you have been doubting yourself over and over and over? And all these questions that come to our minds, right? And am I capable of doing it? Do I know enough? Am I going to be able to make it a successful business? Am I going to be able to sustain the business even when at first is successful? Am I going to be able to deliver the job that I was asked to do? Am I going to be able to serve all my clients that serves them best? And all of these questions are valid. And if you are wondering about all of this, I want to commend you, because if you are concerned about the quality of the work that you are going to deliver, it means that you care for those people that you are called to serve. And because of that, I celebrate with you your commitment to bring the best version for yourself to those people that you are called to serve. However, let's not make that self-doubt a reason why you don't take your next steps. And if we think about it, if we remember our journeys to the place that we are here right now, if we look back, there have been moments in which we have had self-doubt, but we have not let that self-doubt stop us. And that has allowed us to conquer new challenges, to conquer areas that we did not believe or thought that we were able to accomplish. And because of that, this business is just that, like that. And so self-doubt out the window. Number two, overanalyzing and aiming for perfection. And I love excellence, but because of that, I thought excellence was the same as perfection. And my mentor says, done is better than perfect. And I remember when I was doing my doctoral dissertation, and I wanted to make it my masterpiece, the best work that I've ever done in my entire career of over 20 years working in my profession. And I did not feel farthest from accomplishing my doctoral degree until that was the last thing I needed to do, my dissertation. And why? Because I was in this trap of making it the best masterpiece, perfect, that I could. However, imagine me researching and reading and writing and making all these things in a dissertation of all the knowledge around the topic that I needed to focus on. It was impossible to have a perfect masterpiece. And when I was very discouraged, I talked to one of my mentors, and he had gone through a similar process in his own journey to accomplishing his PhD. And he told me, the best dissertation is the one that is done. And when he told me that, I struggled in balancing my aim to excellence with just settling for what I heard in that moment. But at the same time, I knew that I had learned a whole bunch of things during the preparation of my dissertation. And at that moment, I was the expert in that topic. And how many times are you the expert in a topic? And because there is always something new to learn, you continue to want to learn that before you take your next steps. So how many times do you continue to overanalyze? How can I make this project better? How can I make this website better? How can I make this copy that I want to post on social media better? And there will always be ways to improve it. But guess what? If we continue to just massaging that content and massaging that document that we need to post in our blog or whatever else that you may be aiming at doing, it will take us much longer than what our people are waiting for. So if we flip the coin and like, is it perfect for me? And the other question is, am I helping those that I am called to serve? And if we stuck in aiming for perfection and overanalyzing, it means that we are not making ourselves findable for the people that we are called to serve. So let's stop overanalyzing and let's get out there, because it takes courage to put ourselves out there. And maybe overanalyzing and aiming at perfection is just one excuse for us to not take our next step. So let's take control over that and get rid of perfection and overanalysis and just take action. All right, number three, comparison with anyone else but the previous version of myself. And this is a huge one, guys, for me, because I used to see people just thriving from what I was able to observe and perceive. And I would be like, but I've been working at this and I am not as successful as X or Y. And then it just clicked on me that when we are comparing with somebody else, we are totally ignoring their own journey to get there. And we don't know what is happening behind the scenes for them. We don't know the work that they have been doing maybe for years before we have even started putting that effort forward to achieve that place where we want to be. And so comparing myself did not serve me well at all. Rather, it discouraged me because I thought, well, when am I going to be where these other people are? And guess what? The answer is I am going to be where I define a success whenever I put the work behind it. And so now when I am tempted to start comparing myself to others, I remind myself that the only comparison I am allowed to do is with the previous version of myself. And that has allowed me to reshift my success to make it progress-based, not is it similar to this person? Am I closer to what this other person? Because we don't know their own journey. And to be honest, nobody else knows our own journey. So we are in this world in which only the person walking that path knows exactly what is going on. Additionally, you don't know if success really means success for them. It may seem that it's success from your eyes and from what you can see, but you don't know if they really feel successful. And so much of that is present in social media, right? Pretty much every account you see, there is a perfect life behind every profile. But we know that humans, we all have ups and downs, and social media may not necessarily reflect that. So next time that you find yourself comparing yourself and maybe even getting discouraged or wishing that you had this other person's life, we may just consider that we really don't know their own path that they are working, and nobody else knows our own path that we are walking. So that is number three. Number four is control. And when I say control is, what are the things that I need to let go in order for my business to grow to that vision that I have? And first thing for me was to give control of my life and my business and every other aspect to God, because I am a spiritual person. And I believe that that's my number one priority, right? I mentioned it before. And number two is to give control a list of things that I feel comfortable doing a little bit at a time. If this is an area for you to work on, you can start with areas that are easier for you to give control and then grow into how much you can allow others to help you and for you to delegate. But one of my mentors says, you don't go as far as your dream, you go as far as your team. And from my own perspective, let me give you an example of something that was happening to me. There was this project that I needed to get done, and it was something that I did not know how to do. So it required me to learn some skills and for me to dive into learning something that I had never done before. So it was something pretty uncomfortable for me to learn. And I found myself just putting it on the calendar and then moving it because it was not something inspiring that I wanted to tackle. So it went a few days, then a week, then a couple of weeks, then a few weeks. And I found myself just being stuck after a few weeks because I was not going to tackle that with the energy and the enthusiasm that this project reminded me. So what I did is I went to find somebody who could help me doing that task. And so I found an expert who was able to help me. And during 24 hours, that project was going. So this is a very important lesson that I got from the book, Who, Not How. Because when I read this book, it just transformed the way I thought about doing things. And yes, I still love to learn. I still love to know at least the basics of some things that are totally outside of my expertise. However, I am now really being intentional at finding people who are experts in that specific area and that allow me to achieve speed over me having control about this particular project. And if you are just having a hard time on like, how do I do that? There are amazing platforms out there, including Fiverr or Upwork, that allow you to connect with experts in a lot of different areas. And for the most part, they're a very affordable option for anyone, including an aspiring entrepreneur, because you can plan ahead on what needs to be done as the priorities to help you move the needle and move forward, but with the assistance of somebody who is helping you. And remember, when we are not moving forward with our dreams and our initiatives, we are preventing ourselves from actually making money, because that business of yours is going to actually give you profit. So the more we delay the start, the more we are preventing ourselves from gaining that profit. And so see it as an investment rather than an expense. And that on its own is going to change how you do things and the speed at which you do these things. And number five, excuses. So I can make excuses for the things that I don't want to do, and I can be very creative into those excuses, because we all have done this, right? Can you wave at me if you've made excuses that are pretty realistic and validate why you are not doing something that you know that you need to do? However, all the reasons why I cannot do something, including I don't have the time, I don't have the inspiration, I don't know how to do this, I don't have the money, I don't have the knowledge, I don't have the support, etc. And by the way, if you have heard these excuses in your own mind, please know that you are not alone. But the important thing here is to acknowledge that those excuses are stopping you from actually achieving your dreams. And so if you have noticed yourself making excuses, this is the day for you to stop making those excuses and to empower yourself on making progress into accomplishing those dreams. And really knowing and trusting, because it goes back to number one, self-doubt, really knowing and trusting that whatever God has put in your heart is because you can achieve it. And when you change that perspective to achieving, even if it's a process and even if it takes longer than what you wish, it's just a process that persistency and dedication will transform into a success for you. So start on a shoestring. If you don't have the budget that you wish you had, just get going with the things that you know that you can start moving forward. Connect with people who have done it before. I mean, this podcast is an example of you having access to mentors, you having access to know-how, and you are able to connect with people from like all over the world as mentors, role models, examples, read their stories, and so many other things that are available on the internet, but get inspiration and get connected to people. Find the know-how on YouTube or Google. I mean, there are so many things that are available for your own growth and knowledge that not knowing how or not knowing where to go for knowledge is really no longer an excuse that makes sense for anyone. And I mean, be resourceful, be creative. Do you know your neighbor that could help you for a little side hustle for them? Or do you know students from your local university that are in their field of study and they could make a difference in your life, in your business, while they acquire new skills and experience? So be resourceful, be innovative, don't be afraid of failure, and just embrace that this business ownership is a process, and it's a process that we have to enjoy, because why would we add something to our plates if we are not even enjoying it? So please remember that this whole dream of business ownership came from a place of you dreaming of a life that is richer, full with more freedom, full with more joyful moments. So every step of the way that you are taking to make this dream of business ownership your own, please remember to enjoy it, because that is part of your why. So I hope that you get inspiration, know-how, and insights for you to take your next step. Until next time, your business coach, Dr. Griselda, more to come.